we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. My name is Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to the Refresh radio program and getting ready for another weekend. And this is our Thanksgiving weekend at Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to be having a wonderful dinner after the service. We had a women's meeting this last Monday, and the ladies had a Thanksgiving dinner, and then we're having a Thanksgiving dinner today. And then as a family, we're going to be have Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday. And by Friday, we're going to be so tired of turkey that we may have to freeze some turkey for a while just to give our taste buds a little bit of rest. But if you would like to come out and have an opportunity to fellowship with us, or maybe you don't have a church home, maybe you don't have family down here, we know what that is like. My wife and I, when we moved here in the late 80s, our company transferred us to Florida the week before Thanksgiving. We arrived in Brevard County the Sunday night before Thanksgiving, and we managed to find a place to eat Thanksgiving dinner. But later that night, boy, we had a hard time finding. I will never forget, we had bologna sandwiches on Thanksgiving dinner in the hotel, and we remember what it's like to feel isolated and all alone. And if you do not have family, if you don't have a church that you belong to, we'd love to invite you out to our Thanksgiving celebration that will be taking place Sunday morning at Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to be having service. There will be a quick turnaround time where our children's church ministry gets flipped around and becomes our fellowship hall. And so if that's something that you would like to be a part of, the church is providing the turkeys. If we're asking others who can to bring a side dish, and we normally have a really large turnout for this. And so if you'd like to come be a part of that, there is no Sunday night service because of that. After 25 years, I want to take care of my flock spiritually, but also physically. And with the demands of the holidays, we want to give everybody opportunity to recover physically, emotionally, because we want people to enjoy the holiday season, not to be exhausted during it. So that's coming up this weekend. We do want to say thank you today to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. If you are anywhere in Brevard County, that's where they're service range goes. They actually will go beyond that at times as well, but 321-632-9538. And when we have electric problems, that's who we call. And so that's what we have done here recently, and they will get us back up and running. All of our light fixtures and things like that, putting out enough light that people can see in the dark. I don't know if you've noticed, but boy, it gets dark. Really early right now around our house, we start seeing how dark it is about 8:30, and it's like, is it bedtime yet? we're just all just ready to call it a day. So if you need some electrical work done, I encourage you to give them a call at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, and they will get you up and running. So I want to thank you for your patience that you have manifested during our study here on patience. Today, we're going to be concluding our study on the patient endurance, the long-suffering fruit of the Spirit that God wants to produce in us that is mentioned in Galatians chapter 5. And so we are going to be in Romans, the 14th chapter today, Romans 14. And so if you want to begin to turn there, and as you do that, I'll let you know we're not going to spend as much time on the the rest of the fruits, but we are going to touch on them. We still have kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control to deal with. And those are not things that are selective. Well, I can produce self-control, but I don't need to produce faithfulness. That's not the way this works. This is an all-encompassing thing. This is not like the gifts of the Spirit, where some operate in this gifting and some operate in other. This is fruit that every believer should be manifesting as they are abiding in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will work in us to manifest these fruits, because it says against such there is no law. This is the character of Christ, and we need to be reflective of our Savior. So Revelation chapter 14, I apologize, Revelation the 14th chapter, and beginning reading in verse number 1, and I am going to read through verse number 14. It says, "Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder, and I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven and having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the springs of water. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. So today we're going to look at the verse number 12. Here is the patience of the saints, and that is the same word that has been translated in other places, the patient endurance of the saints. It's that word that means patience, endurance, doing it constantly and doing it with joy. So chapter 14 begins with the authority of the Lamb of God. It begins to demonstrate that God is going to show up on the scene, and that there is going to be a major transition of the systems by which this world operates. The systems of Babylon will be overthrown, and the system of God will be reestablished. That is what is taking place. And so I see several interesting things that I want to point out to you. First of all, it talks about those who are coming with Jesus, that they have a name written on their foreheads. And then when you compare that with those who, beginning in verse number 9, have fallen under the judgment of God because they have worshipped the beast and his image and received his mark on his forehead or on his hand. And one group is marked by God and the other have themselves marked so that they could participate in this world's economic system. One is marked by being driven to be accepted by men, and thus they are rejected by God, while others who have been rejected by men are now accepted by God. So I want to point out to you that every time you see a spiritual battle in which Jesus is involved, he always ends up victorious. And, there's an old saying that says, I've read the end of the book and we win. The kingdom of God wins. And so I want to start off today by pointing out to you this ultimate victory that is coming because Jesus is the Lamb. He was slain from the foundation of the world. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And he is the Lamb that comes and restores the operation, the systems by which this world operates, to the system that God wanted it to operate with all along. Now, I want to point out something to you. A lot of people, when they see bad things happen, they say, where was God when this was happening? Why didn't he step in to prevent this? And I want you to understand that if you have ever said that, if you have ever longed for that, if anybody has ever approached you with that, when God does show up on the scenes, I want you to understand that the world is not going to like it when he does away with all of the evil and the wickedness and the transition is taking place. The world is not going to like that at all. It is going to be something that verse number 12 says, it's going to call for the, and I'm going to put the patient endurance, it's going to call for the patient endurance of the saints. Okay? And so I just want to encourage you, there are more serious matters than just being able to buy and sell and eat and all of that sort of stuff. There is an eternity that you and I need to focus on. And if we will fix our eyes on Jesus, if we will set our gaze upon him, we will see that he is the one who is going to ultimately come out on top. So let's take just a moment and look at these followers who have been marked with the name of the Lord Jesus on their forehead. And first of all, I will tell you that they have been redeemed from the earth. It says there in verse number 3 that these are those who were redeemed from the earth. There's a Christian chorus. It's been around for a long time, and it says, my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. There's another chorus that goes back even farther into my experiential realm, and it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And then there was a modernized version that came out, and it said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so I say so every once in a while because I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They aren't people who were perfect. They were people who were redeemed. God has paid the price for us. They were holy. They were pure. They were undefiled. It goes on and it says in verse number four, later on, it says, these are ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And I will tell you that the shepherd's responsibility is to lead the sheep. It is the sheep's responsibility to follow. And a lot of times people want to point to the leader, and I want you to know that that you're never going to find a better shepherd than Jesus. But you and I, we've got to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. When Elijah was given the mandate to go and anoint Elisha as his successor, which would take place, some people say, as much as 19 years later, Elijah went, poured the oil over his head, and Elisha said, "Well, where are you going?" This is the Bob Arthur's paraphrase version. He says, "Well, where are you going?" It's like, "What have I done to you?" And Elisha said, "Hold on just a moment, because I'm going with you." And out of all of my examples of Old Testament followers, Elisha is the one who inspires me the most, because he wasn't deterred by the uncertainty. He wasn't deterred by the career path that he didn't see coming, and all of a sudden there it was. He wasn't discouraged when he knew that there was a transition that was coming. He just kept on, and he said, "Well, everything that you've got, I want double of. I want the right of the firstborn son there." And he was a faithful follower. So I encourage you, if you want to see what it's like to follow, take a look at Elisha as to how he followed Elijah. His ministry began, it was said, by being the one who poured water on the hands of Elijah. Everybody thinks that you start out in front on public display, and I want you to know that that is not the way the kingdom of God operates. The kingdom of God operates by people being faithful behind the scenes. And as they are a faithful servant at one level, God begins to promote them to each and every new successive level, because he wants to develop faithfulness in us that will not overwhelm us. So they were not only followers, but it says they were the first fruits. They weren't the only fruits. First fruits are not the only fruits. They are the first fruits. It says, and in their mouth, verse number 5, was found no deceit. They were people who were honest. They were people who would tell the truth. So that is a remarkable trait for us to display. And it says, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And there is only one way that Bob Arthurs is going to be able to stand faultless before the throne of God, and that is because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It is because Jesus has granted us access. It is because Jesus has reconciled us to the Father. Verse number 7 says, with all of this that is going on and the gospel going forth, then an angel comes and says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. So that is the kingdom of God. That is the kingdom that Jesus is coming. And verse number 8 says that when he comes in that manner, it says another angel followed, saying, Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she has made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. So on the one hand, you see people who have operated in purity, and you see that contrast with the Babylon world system that falls because of its unfaithfulness, its immorality, the fornication that it commits. And there is this tremendous, tremendous downfall that comes as a result of that. And when that system falls, that is where it says in verse number 12, when those people who've received the mark of the beast upon their forehead or upon their right hand, listen, there are some things that are going on technologically here in our current time that I find to be very dangerous precedents, where people are literally having things injected into their bodies that will enable them to do business without having the credit cards and the cash and all of that. There are literally chips that are being embedded in people's skin, in their right hand, so that they can just wave their hand and all of a sudden their financial transactions are taking place. Is that the mark of the beast? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, normally there is a system put in place that leads up to what the devil ultimately has in store. And so when this systemic reset is taking place under the authority of Jesus, it says, here is the patient endurance of the saints. When God does show up on the scene, when God goes to work on an individual's life or on a family's home situation, you and I, we need the patient endurance that comes from being abiding in the Spirit of God. We need that fruit of the Spirit taking place. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus, because it's getting ready to get messy, because not everything of this world is going to heaven. World systems, the system of mammon, is not going to heaven. There's not going to be rich and poor neighborhoods in heaven. There's just going to be the neighborhood of the redeemed. And so when the kingdom of God goes to work, it calls for the patient endurance that comes from God, that we don't get discouraged and we don't give up. I prayed for a situation one time, and I said, God, no matter the cost, whatever the cost, would you work in this situation? Because I want these people saved, and I can testify to you that every person that I prayed that for is now in the kingdom of God. They are born again. Jesus is living in their heart. He's the Lord of their life. But I can tell you this, that the captivating grace of God, when he went to work on a systemic reset in that family situation, it was a rough process to be a bystander and watch, because God wants to make you and I holy. It says, these keep the commandments of God. And that word keep, it means that they stay under, they remain, they persevere under the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. So I want to bolster your faith in God's command and in his word. Listen, if God told you to do something, first of all, it will line up with his word. Second, if God has told you to do something, have faith in the God who gave you that order. And if God has commanded you to do something, stay under the authority of that word. Don't be looking for the easy way out. When things begin to get messy, you do realize how messy it was on the road to Calvary. It was a horrific sight. The crucifixion, there is not anything beautiful about that from a physical standpoint. It was a very messy transaction. So I want to ask you today, did Jesus give his life for you to empower you to continue to live in the same sin that you had before you came to Jesus, or did he come to deliver you from those strongholds? I believe he came to deliver you, not to enable you to continue to live in that same mess. So please do not give up on God. Allow the Holy Spirit to give you the patient endurance and to remain, to persevere under the commandments of God and the faith that God has given to you. Because it says in verse number 13, right, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Keep your eye on the prize. An eternity with Jesus is the prize. This last Sunday, a pastor stood up in South Texas, and he preached to a larger congregation than he's probably ever preached to. His 14-year-old daughter had been murdered the Sunday before, and he lost not only her, but many of his friends. And he said this, not one of those people who are today dancing with Jesus would want it any other way. I think the way that they transitioned from earth to eternity was horrific. And that was man's doing. That was the devil's doing. It wasn't God's doing. But I tell you what, when you've crossed that finish line, you will say it was worth it all. It was worth it all. Verse number 14 says, "Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle." I want to encourage you to live your life for the approval of God and not the approval of men. We try and teach young people about peer pressure, but I will let you know that adults face peer pressure a lot as well. And many of the people that had tried to intimidate me and to compromise earlier in my life, most of those people I never, ever see anymore. We live different lives. We live different directions. We live in different communities. And it would have been a very poor choice. I look back on my life and I see some pivotal decisions that were made. And sometimes those decisions were made simply because of what I knew of the Word of God. They were impulsive decisions that impulsed the right direction, not the wrong direction. You know, when the wrong impulse decisions are when you're standing there at the checkout line and all of a sudden you decide that you need 47 candy bars of different varieties because they just happen to be there strategically placed for you to make that last minute decision. Those can be negative. But what about when the law of God is written on your heart and you are inclined to keep and obey the commandments of God instead of disobey? And you don't even stop to think about it. You just do the right thing. I tell you, as I reflect back on my life, I see some pivotal moments that, I mean, some of them going all the way back to grade school that I didn't realize were so important. But now I realize that God was working in his great mercy. Today, if you've been going through a transition or you've got a loved one and they haven't been saved yet, I want to join you in praying for God to work in their life. And then I want to encourage you to do this, and that is let God have his perfect work. Don't circumvent the process that Jesus is using. His ways are perfect. His ways are, and his thoughts are higher than our ways and our thoughts. And so don't short circuit God's plan. Just pray and trust him. Keep your eye on the prize, and that is an eternity with Jesus, and it will be worth it. Father, right now I just pray, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, these who have patiently endured this study on patience. And God, we do pray for unbelievers in our community, God, that you would work in their hearts, work in their minds, set this system, their homes in order for the glory of God. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
In my soul, I will dance, I will sing, to be a man for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.